Hey, Kevin, it's Gary Lawless. You're live on Hustler Lawless on TSN 1290. When did this deal really start to get moving?
Well, we've been working on the deal for quite a while, and you know, obviously, when you you get to the draft, you get a chance to see people face to face, and any time that you know, you can sit down in front of someone and you know, lay out each other's positions and you know, continue the talks, you know, you're hopeful that that moves things along. But it was a busy busy week, obviously, with the draft being a very integral part of building of the franchise, certainly of building of the Winnipeg Jets. You know, it came to a conclusion, I guess, early this morning, late last night. You know, we had a phone call, and early this morning, everything came together.
Keith McCullough with CJOB. Kevin, can you talk about, was there ever any fear that Andre Pavlik would leave for the KHL?
Well, you know, again, we're dealing from a National Hockey League perspective. We're dealing from a Winnipeg Jets perspective, and all we can do is, you know, do our due diligence behind the scenes from a, you know, contract comparables. Obviously, when you're dealing with unrestricted years and two unrestricted years, you know, there's some valuation difficulties in trying to ascertain what the right numbers should be. But you know, all along through our process, at least from the Winnipeg Jets standpoint, you know, we were dealing with all our own information internally and putting forward what we felt was you know, fair and equitable deals.
How important is it to get a player like Andre Pavlik locked up long-term for the future and the development of this hockey club?
There's no question that, you know, the importance of having, you know, strong, stable goaltending is very important. And Andre is, you know, is a young player that is, you know, still coming into his own with respect to, you know, the best years of a goaltender's, you know, career. So, we're very, you know, we're very excited about locking Andre up, and we're even, actually even more excited that Andre, you know, wants to commit and be a part of the process of the Winnipeg Jets moving forward.
Does this leave the...
Hey guys, before we keep going on, I'm going to have to interrupt. Somebody is creating a tremendous echo in the conference call as they try to record this broadcast, so, or this conference call. So if you could figure out if you're the one that's doing it, you hear the answer. Please continue.
The situation with Jonas Gustafsson.
With respect to you know, our other pending UFAs and RFAs, you know, negotiations are ongoing, and you know, per the policy, I guess I've had prior to this, we really don't discuss where things are at with respect to any other negotiations.
Kevin, Ken Weeb, Winnipeg Sun here. Andre just said his goal is to become the best goalie in the National Hockey League. Do you believe he can do that?
Well, I believe that you know, he is one of the best young goaltenders in the game right now, and obviously we feel very strongly with the staff that we have in place, the job that Wade Flaherty you know, does, and the relationship that Wade has with Andre, and you know, he's someone that you know, at the minor league level won a championship, has come in and earned his opportunity to become a number one goaltender at the National Hockey League level, and we believe that he's going to continue that trend in an upward fashion, and as we grow as a team, we expect Andre to grow, and we all know that we're all going to push each and every player to the fullest extent to become the best they can be.
Jesse Brumendahl from Illegal Curve Hockey. Was there any thought to doing a shorter-term deal, or was it the team's whole follow along to get a long-term contract taking place?
Well, the inner workings of a negotiation obviously remain private, but there's lots of different concepts that are floated throughout the course of negotiations. It isn't something that that happens, you know, just in a moment. And there's lots of discussion. There's lots of conversation as to, you know, ultimately where you get to. There's a combination of money and term that does come into play. And you know, certainly when you, as I mentioned, when you're dealing with, you know, unrestricted years, those type of situations have to be very fluid.
Kevin, you talked about priorities on the weekend and getting Pavlik done. Now that this deal is done, does the focus shift to getting a new deal for Evander Kane as well?
Yeah, certainly there's a tremendous amount of work that needs to be done. And, you know, behind the scenes, there's lots of work that is ongoing. When you get to the point of making an announcement of signing, that's kind of the easy part. You know, the work's all done. So certainly there's lots of work behind the scenes that is happening, certainly with, you know, Evander's representatives, but other representatives on a parallel basis as well.
Kevin, it's Mitch Peacock with CBC. Wanted to ask you, I know that when you do these things, you don't do them to try and impress anybody or send a message in any way, shape, or form, but do you think you could speak at all to what something like this deal with Pavlik might say to the players in the dressing room, mean to the players in the dressing room and other players from around the league who've heard good things about Winnipeg but are not really sure how they do business?
Well, I think the... You know, certainly the signing shows commitment from, you know, the Winnipeg Jets organization, but it also shows commitment from the player that they want to be a part of what's transpiring here in Winnipeg and in their careers. A player only has, you know, X amount of years to play. It's short relative to their, you know, the rest of their life. And when a player makes a commitment like this and a team makes a commitment like this, it's very significant. When we signed Andrew Ladd last year, that was the you know, the signal that this was going to be a place that that Andrew wanted to make his home, and now Andre has said that same thing. So again, there'll be different terms, there'll be different situations and circumstances moving forward with different players, but in this particular instance, it showed a commitment on both sides.
Kevin, are you hoping you can get the goalie situation as far as the backup goes resolved before July 1, or just going to see what happens there?
Well, again, I'm never one to put time frames on anything. I've always said the NHL does a good job of putting time commitments on things, so we'll see how everything transpires.
Hey, everybody, is that it for Kevin?
Kevin, it's Kate here from the Free Press. Are you talking at all about free agency? Can you just give us a, I know you have to be careful, but what your approach might be heading into it next week?
Well, daily I'm talking with my group of pro staff, you know, obviously waiting and seeing how many guys come off the board before free agency does come into play. My pro staff was in Pittsburgh this past weekend, and I met with them, and again we went over the different opportunities that might be out there depending on who gets signed prior to July 1st. But you know, again, there's lots of discussion internally, and just getting ready for the opportunities to see where what might be available come July 1.
You always said this, Kevin.
I'm Pauline Brady, live
at
CTV Weather Center. Right now, downtown Winnipeg, it is mainly sunny.
I need CTV to log off the call right now, please.
Clear skies through the evening. We'll see a few clouds through the overnight, heading down to a warm...
Whoever's got CTV in the background, they need them to log off.
Sunny start to the day tomorrow. There's a small chance we could see showers with the risk of a thunderstorm in the afternoon. And
you know what? I might want to hear what the weather is in Winnipeg right now.
Sounds like they're off. Kevin, can you just talk about, you've said that you don't want to build this team through free agency, so you know, I guess you can have a little bit of both, though, right? You have to look at what's there and kick the tires on some things and maybe see how you could help your club. Can you just talk about the, you know, the organizational approach to this thing?
Well, I think you know, the proper way to approach it is that you can't expect to build this team through free agency and free agency alone. I think that this past week with the draft and certainly last year's draft, we're taking steps towards dealing, you know, with acquiring assets and acquiring young building blocks. By signing Andre Pavlik today to a five-year deal, we're locking in one of the building blocks. And, you know, as we progress moving forward, you know, we're hopeful of doing the same in other situations and circumstances. But free agency is a method that that you can build with, but it's hard to build around, and certainly the opportunities, if they're there, to you know, to fill you know, fill in some areas that we need to address, we're certainly going to look long and hard at and try and make it happen.
Do you pick the tires on anybody that you're interested in, or do you say, well, there's no way that guy will sign with us, so we'll just move on? How do you approach that sort of thing? Because there's some big ticket names out there that people, you know, think are going to go here and going to go there. And I guess if you have an interest, you owe it to yourself to make the calls, right?
Yeah, we're not really a team that's tire kickers. If we are interested in a player at whatever level it is, we'll make a serious effort to make that happen or to try to make it happen. Certainly players that do have opportunities in free agency have earned those opportunities, and that's, you know, not to say that you just never know how things are going to happen. But internally, we're not a group that just says, hey, let's see if this works. If we seriously believe that something will work, we'll make our best efforts to try and make it happen.
Kevin, last year you weren't shy about getting into the college free agent route. A lot of talk about Justin Schultz. Do you or will you plan on having a meeting with Newport to discuss him at all?
He's certainly someone that is a very interesting player. And again, it's something that we'll keep internally here right now until a later date.
Thank you.
Okay, we're all good, guys.
One quick one, Chevy. Obviously, Eric Fair was the first guy you traded for. Just a thought about not offering him a qualifying offer.
Well, we certainly thought long and hard about different approaches that do come into play. When you make a qualifying offer, you essentially must offer the player what they made last year, and we made a decision that we weren't going to do that. That's not to say that Eric Fair is not someone that we are considering with respect to our organization. We met with his representatives and we told him the same. But he will become an unrestricted free agent and have opportunities to look around. But from the Winnipeg Jets perspective, he's not someone that is ruled out of the equation.
Thank you.